Good morning, Humboldt County, and welcome to my favorite day of the week. It is time for Your Care, Our Mission, presented by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and your friends here at 97.7 The Bolt. Marty Ratzliff is with us. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back with us. Marty, of course, is the Director of Communications and Development, I believe, at the hospital. And is also, because she doesn't need any free time, she's also the representative for the auxiliary there.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants Marty to go home. So, Marty, I'm going to start with a question because I go out at night and drive around a lot because I have horrible insomnia. But why is the hospital this beautiful shade of pink?
Yeah, so this, if you have been on the newspaper, reading the newspaper, on social media, we've announced that the hospital has put up some permanent lighting, which was funded by the HCMH Foundation. And breast cancer awareness is near and dear to the foundation's heart. So they thought to launch this, we were going to light the hospital pink for the whole month of October. So it is pink to admire the survivors, honor the taken, and never give up hope for our patients and families going through breast cancer at this time. So with that, we decided to also launch a t-shirt fundraiser, which we're still selling shirts online until the end of the week. So there's a link on our website, humboldthospital.org. You can go and purchase a shirt, and then proceeds come back to through the foundation, are restricted to the radiology department on behalf of breast cancer awareness initiative in Humboldt County.
Oh, very nice.
So we decided to do that. But another thing I really wanted to point out is we have been actively involved with the Humboldt High School sports this October, too. We want to give a huge shout out to the Humboldt High School volleyball team. They ended up raising us $1,000 through their Peace Out Volleyball Breast Cancer Awareness game. And then they presented the check to us last Friday night at the varsity football game, so which then we sold shirts and asked for generous donations at that game as well. A huge shout out to Humboldt High School and the families and staff, teachers there.
I was there last Friday and saw this, and it was a really cool moment.
Yeah.
Those kids work hard for things like this.
They do. And they recognize healthcare and the importance of it, which is very rare.
Oh, yes. Very. Especially these days. Yes. So what else is going on over at my favorite hospital?
So, yeah, I really wanted to say, too, thank you to everyone that shopped at Ladies' Night on Sunday night. They had a huge discount for those that shopped, and then 5% of all the proceeds from 5 to 8 came back to the foundation, again, to support the radiology department and breast cancer.
Wow.
So we're unsure what exactly was made that night. Stay tuned, and we'll release that in the coming months.
Sure. So. We'll try to have it here first. And that was at Bumgar's, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, right. Huge stores, and I'm sure they did fairly well. And, man, you have a lot of community support for what you're doing over there with the breast cancer.
We do. We're very grateful.
That is so nice, so nice. Not, I say this all the time, but not every community is like this.
I would agree.
Yep, and it's a shame, really. It's really a shame. Breast cancer is it's just, I don't think people realize how large of a problem it is, how spread out it is.
Yes, and we definitely encourage those to keep up on their annual screening.
Yes, yes. Well, Marty, anything else today?
Yeah, so next week, Jolene Cernette, the Director of Public Health, is going to be joining you.
Oh, wow.
For the radio. But I want to kind of tee her up a little bit and let people know to start watching out for, Humboldt County Public Health has started to plan 2 community-wide COVID-19 vaccine booster clinics.
Mm-hmm.
In reaction to the approvals coming from the FDA. So they're currently reviewing this information, and as soon as we get all of our ducks in a row, we will release clinic dates, times and location.
Sure.
Available. That, and truthfully, you might see that within the next 48 hours.
Oh, wow. Now, that's quick. That's moving fast.
Yep.
And I heard a wild rumor of some flu shot activity going on.
Yep, absolutely. So we are doing drive-through flu shot clinics through our Emergency Preparedness and Response Building, which is our new ambulance garage.
Okay.
So tomorrow, October 26th, and Thursday, October 28th, from 4 to 6 p.m., come on up to the hospital and drive through the ambulance garage and get your flu shot. It's easy as that.
Wow, now that is pretty easy.
And then we'll be hosting another one on October 29th, which there's no school that day, so I'm doing a shout-out to the parents here from noon to 2.
Okay.
To drive through if you want a pain-free, convenient way to get a flu shot.
There you go. And even if there is a little pain, it's a lot less than dealing with the flu for a month.
Yeah, I got to tell you, these nurses we have are quite amazing. So.
Oh, the whole hospital, Marty. I mean, I don't just say this when I'm talking to Marty, because everybody hears me say this, but I just love this hospital. Just the best people, the nicest people, and so easy to work with.
Well, thank you, Bill.
I think I'm going to have to come to work with you over there, Marty.
Well, if you're looking for a job, we are hiring.
I hear you. Everybody's hiring. All right, Marty, that about all we have today?
That's it. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Marty. You know how I feel about the hospital and healthcare, and I wish more people got as excited about it as you and I do.
Of course.
All right, folks, that is Marty Ratzliff, Director of Community Development over there, communications person, rep for the auxiliary, all kinds of good stuff. I think every time I say her name, I give her a different title. But everybody knows Marty. It's okay. And we will be back next Tuesday morning. You know what to expect from us. I'll be excited as always. And this has been Your Care, Our Mission, brought to you by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and 97.7 The Bolt. We'll be back right after this.